Hello and welcome. This is Sir Hector Stewart. We'd like to welcome you to Empath's newest creative effort, our 2017 installment of the Dog Days of Podcasting. What is the Dog Days? No, no, Sir Hector. You can't divulge that information. It's classified. Jeffrey, since this is our only current podcasting source, the only reason they're listening to us is because they've jumped on the Dog Days feed. What happened to the other ones?
Didn't you get the memo?
What memo?
The one that probably crashed and burned into your firewall, I'd expect.
What? That's enough out of you two. Get out of my booth if you can't remain silent. I've got an intro to do here.
Sorry, Sir Hector.
I'm not. I'm leaving. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Anyways, as I was trying to say, this is our contribution to the Dog Days. Will it be another round of audiobook reviews? As tempting as that is, no, we will not be reviewing audiobooks this go-round. As much fun as it would be, considering some of the participants this year. We are going in a different direction, and in this effort, we shall be reading The Children of Odin, a book of northern myths, by Padraic Colum. This is a royalty-free collection of stories we retrieved from Project Gutenberg, off their website, www.gutenberg.org. As a side note, I will be playing the part of Odin.
What's my part? Sorry, Sir Hector.
Your part? Tom, you won't have a part in this production. Who in the gods could you possibly play?
Thor.
Thor? The Thunder God, right.
What's so funny? I could totally do that. I used to be a rock god, you know.
Sure you were. The answer is still no. The only thing to sway me would be a public outcry, and since that never happens, you might as well sit back at the fire every night and pretend you've got a cute little hat with horns on it.
I think you're discriminating against me.
And what exactly is it about you that I'm discriminating against?
My accent.
Look, if you don't fit the part, you don't fit. I can't help the way you sound, and I'm only interested in marketing the best product possible. And that's the end of the discussion. Now, since we've wasted so much time already, I'll wrap off the rest of this toot suite, the legal particulars and such. The Project Gutenberg ebook of Children of Odin by Padraic Colum. This ebook is for the use of anyone, anywhere, at no cost, with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. Title: Children of Odin, The Book of Northern Myths. Author: Padraic Colum. Illustrator: Willie Pogney. Release date: March 2nd, 2008. Ebook number 24737. Language: English. Now, with that out of the way, we can enjoy the podcast. We bid you a good day or good evening, depending on when this episode is consumed by your earholes. Far away and long ago. Once there was another sun and another moon. A different sun and a different moon from the ones we see now. Sol was the name of that sun, and Mani was the name of that moon. But always behind Sol and Mani wolves went, a wolf behind each. The wolves caught on them at last, and they devoured Sol and Mani, and then the world was in darkness and cold. In those times the gods lived, Odin and Thor, Hadur and Baldur, Tyr and Heimdall, Vidar and Vali, as well as Loki, the doer of good and the doer of evil, and the beautiful goddesses were living there, Frigga, Freya, Nanna, Eunda, and Sif. But in the days when the sun and the moon were destroyed, the gods were destroyed too. All the gods, except Baldur, who had died before that time, Vidar and Vali, the sons of Odin, and Modi and Magni, the sons of Thor. At that time, too, there were men and women in the world. But before the sun and the moon were devoured and before the gods were destroyed, terrible things happened in the world. Snow fell on the four corners of the earth and kept on falling for three seasons. Wind came and blew everything away, and the people of the world who had lived in spite of the snow and the cold and the winds fought each other, brother killing brother, until all the people were destroyed. Also, there was another earth at that time, an earth green and beautiful. But the terrible winds that blew leveled down forests and hills and dwellings. Then fire came and burnt the earth. There was darkness, for the sun and the moon were devoured. The gods had met their doom, and the time in which all of these things happened was called Ragnarok, the twilight of the gods. Then a new sun and a new moon appeared, and went travelling through the heavens. They were more lovely than Sol and Mani, and no wolves followed behind them in chase. The earth became green and beautiful again, and in a deep forest that the fire had not burned, a woman and a man wakened up. They had been hidden there by Odin, and left to sleep during Ragnarok, the twilight of the gods. Leif was the woman's name, and Leifthrasir was the man's. They moved through the world, and their children and their children's children made the people for the new earth. And of the gods were left Vidar and Vali, the sons of Odin, and Modi and Magni, the sons of Thor. On the new earth Vidar and Vali found tablets that the old gods had written on and left there for them, tablets telling of all that had happened before Ragnarok, the twilight of the gods. And the people who lived after Ragnarok, the twilights of the gods, were not troubled, as the people in the olden days were troubled, by the terrible beings who had brought destruction upon the world and upon the men and women, and who from the beginning had waged war upon the gods.
This podcast was created under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 license. Music, A Viking's Tale, was downloaded from Shutterstock and is performed by Zeonium. This music can be downloaded at www.shutterstock.com/music/artist/Zeonium.